Welcome to the Annie Jennings Poker Podcast Series. We're broadcasting live today from the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, where the Executive Poker Tour is being played, hosted by Rick Ram, president of the Executive Poker Tour. A wonderful person to interview today. You are just going to fall in love with our Gene Saunders. However, before we do so, I'd like to let you know that you are going to find out a lot more about the tour and future dates and locations of the games by going to www.executivepokertour.com. We're very happy to report today that a portion of the proceeds, that is the buy-in for this tournament hosted by ExecutivePokerTour.com, will be donated to ProjectLifesaverFoundation.org. And today my guest is Chief Gene Saunders, CEO of the Project Lifesaver International. That's ProjectLifesaverFoundation.org. And I'd like to ask Gene a question a little bit about the foundation. Tell us, Gene, what is the foundation all about?
Well, the foundation itself was established in concert with Rick Rahim to help raise money for Project Lifesaver International, which is a nonprofit 501c3 charity organization.
All right, that sounds wonderful. And I know that it's Project Lifesaver is about helping people and partnerships. The focus is on communities where law enforcement, civic groups, local businesses, and caregivers join in developing and strengthening all aspects of the program. It sounds absolutely fascinating, including rescues, education, and especially fundraising, so that families in financial need can have the protection and the peace of mind that they need for their loved ones. Now, simply put, Project Lifesaver actually saves lives. More importantly, the program allows wandering patients to be found within minutes instead of the dangerous hours and days it often takes to locate missing persons who lack the technology provided by Project Lifesaver Foundation. Now, it's very important. I'd like to know a little bit about the mission statement, about what really motivated you to begin or to be a part of the board of Project Lifesaver Foundation.
Well, first, I think we need to clear up one thing. There's two aspects here. You have the foundation itself, which is the organization which helps raise the funds, and then you have Project Lifesaver International, which is the organization that conducts the mission. The mission and what we do is provide radio transmitter wristbands for Alzheimer's patients, children with Down syndrome, autism, developmental disorders, or any medical reason that might cause them to wander and become lost. Now, in the past, the normal search and rescue methods could take hours or days to locate these people. Most of the time, or a very good part of the time, too late to be any good. When we were able to come up with this technology and provide it to these people, now, instead of massive searches taking days and sometimes even weeks, which I've been on, some that have been 2 and 3 weeks, we're able to locate them through tracking that radio signal with 2 or 3 people in a matter of 30 minutes or less as an average. And to this date, we have had no failures. We've had about 1,650 rescues, and all of them still, as I said before, within 30 minutes or less.
All right, well, that's terrific. I really am delighted to hear about your organization. If we have listeners today who are listening and would like to contact you, either because they do need your service or would like to donate to your service, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. They could contact us through our website, which is projectlifesaver.org, or they could go to the foundation website, projectlifesaverfoundation.org, or they could call us at 757-546-5502. Either one of those ways would get us in communication with them.
All right, terrific. And if you could, why don't you repeat that website for us as well as the phone number?
All right, it's www.projectlifesaver.org or www.projectlifesaverfoundation.org.
All right, terrific. And the phone number once again?
757-546-5502.
All right, now before I let you go, I've heard that you have quite a fascinating history. A little birdie told me. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your history as well? Just some of the things you've accomplished in your life.
I don't really think it's all that interesting, but since you ask, I spent 33 years as a member of the Chesapeake Police Department in Virginia. I retired at the rank of captain, and during my career, I served in every bureau from patrol to traffic to homicide to burglary to narcotics to organized crime. And my collateral duty was a commanding officer of the Special Weapons and Tactics Team in the Special Operations Unit. So when we had about 800 missions with them.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. And nowadays, are you devoting most of your time to the Project Lifesaver Foundation mission?
Well, according to my wife, about 110% of my time. But
well,
it's a labor of love.
Are you looking for volunteers to help?
We always would like to talk to people that would be interested in helping us.
You know, I think that's a great idea because a lot of people from all over the country, in fact, all over the world, are going to be hearing this podcast. Do you have opportunities for people who want to share their time in helping you either share your message, find people who may need your help, or help find donations or people who would like to contribute to your organization? How would you suggest people who want to help you be a part of your organization that is volunteer to help you guys out get in touch with you?
I would same way if they wanted to make a donation or contribution. And because our program is placed in different agencies, about 640 of them in 42 states in Canada, we will then get in touch with the nearest local organization that's conducting the program so that we can link them up and they can work together, because we are looking for volunteers all over.
That's absolutely fabulous, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are really looking to give back. And if you would like to enhance your life, our listeners today, giving to others is one of the most powerful ways you can overcome any of your own challenges or obstacles. If you're feeling, you know, a little low, or the new year, or maybe your family's all grown up and you're just thinking, what can I do? I'm empty nest syndrome. I want to give back to my community. I want to be a part of something bigger. I want to help. And you know, I've got to tell you, Gene, we're seeing a huge movement in that direction. People want to help others. They really want to see things for the betterment of all. They want to be a part of a huge movement towards forming community, helping communities perform better, and actually being a part of an organization such as yours. So I'm very honored today to have the opportunity to interview you. I want to thank you for being part of such an obviously fantastically needed and life-saving institution and organization. You've done a great job for yourself. I'd also like to thank Rick Rehm. And Rick is the president of the Executive Poker Tour. And as Gene was telling us later, that he has partnered with Rick, and Rick offers a portion of the proceeds from his Executive Poker Tour. So to this valuable organization. So that's wonderful. I'd like to see that. It's a great trend, and I'd like to see many, many businesses follow in Rick's footsteps as well. In fact, let me ask you one more question, Gene. If we have any businesses today who would like to also start offering you a percentage of their proceeds, would you be open?
Oh, very open, very open. We, like many other organizations that are trying to complete a mission, are always looking to gain finances so we can continue and expand the things that we do.
Well, absolutely. Well, here's to a wonderful year for you. I really wish you great success. I encourage everyone who wants to be involved in something bigger, to get in touch with the organization. That's Project Lifesaver Foundation.org. Today we have had the delightful pleasure of speaking with Gene Saunders, CEO of Project Lifesavers Foundation. And I also want to just say a special thanks to Rick Rehm for allowing us to interview Gene, find out all about the organization. And for those of you who'd like to know a little bit more about this exciting game of poker, you can go to the www.executivepokertour.com. My name is Annie Jennings. I am the host of the Annie Jennings podcast series. We will be back with another interview, so stick around.